good enough. We are looking for a bigger one. And there is a bigger one. This is not an intellectual game. The dream, look at it. Because in the dream, impossible is possible, right? So in that dream, the message is very special. Anybody remembers the message? What was the message in the dream?
Umar is to give the harper money for the strings.
And? You shouldn't forget that and. Because that and, the first, okay, what you said to this guy, the 6-year-old boy, huh? It was an information, right? Okay, go and give the fellow money. The fellow needed money, okay, the money is coming. An action movie, right? Satisfied. But something very delicate was over there added. Do you remember that? In a very funny way, there was an attitude. The attitude of the beloved. He said, go and give him money, tell him to spend this and come back. It's always come back. Because the beloved doesn't care about money. Do you remember the real lover is the beloved? You remember that? But not really. You should remember it always, you don't mind. Because look around. Who is the real giver? Not only he gave everything, then he sacrificed the best he had. Remember the best angel he had, which is knowledge and all that? He sacrificed it. So, he's the best lover. The message is, give him money and tell him to spend it and come back. That coming back. And that awakened the God. The message is delivered. Okay, what's the rest of the story then? He stopped his story, went somewhere else, right? He said, let's talk about that crying pillar. What was the story of the crying pillar? Was that getting closer sometimes is not good enough in your mind to provoke you. Whenever I tell you, come to a garden, what would be your answer? Tomorrow come to a garden, your answer.
Why wait?
Tomorrow morning you're busy. It's Friday. Let's talk about weekend. Tomorrow morning, come to a garden.
Where is that?
See? So, come to a garden. Which is a very good stuff for the human being, let's say for the animal, for your logical being, is not enough. Because goodness for you is, this and that. So, let me tell you, tomorrow morning if you are not in the garden, you feel miserable. You too. Now what? Let me talk about the distance. Once upon a time there was a pillar. Means not even a human being. Huh? The Prophet was leaning on this pillar. When Prophet went up, the pillar was crying. What did this remind you? From this hadith, you should remember one of the first verses.
Story one, when he goes to the mosque and he cries.
Even before that.
The name, best name.
Yes, he said, I'm looking for a chest torn apart from this feeling the distance, being far away. Not only the garden is here, let's talk about the distance, the pain of being far away. That was the pillar. And he said, what? If I remember, he said, you shouldn't, Al is here. But I believe, he said, something very special over there.
He gave the color a choice.
And he said, there are people who don't believe this cry. They're not lovers, they know nothing about the other side. Other side is that, nothing. Even in the pillar. Ah. Pillar, what is a pillar? A piece of stone? What is a piece of stone? A piece of stone is something that is here, and like everything else, will fade away in non-existence in a quantum. Then what? Your brain automatically went that, okay, automatically it goes to a quantum, nothing exists. Then the next quantum is here. Is that what you think? So this is an automatic clock, ticking by itself? You don't think so. You think every single quantum, when everything disappears, again, that wheel of beloved will call everything back. And we will talk about it later and say, we'll call them back and they will say yes. If you don't listen to this yes from them, look at them, they jump out like a soldier. Because we believe that that will, that creation, is not historical stuff. Remember, we talked about it a lot. It's not that once upon a time God created the universe. This is one of the first misinterpretations of Judaism. They brought it the idea that if God had created this universe as a good clock, clock is ticking, working on itself, and God is gone. I always say, where is he? In Acapulco drinking. That's how they picture it, because for them creation was something to happen. To us it's not. What is the difference? We believe in dynamism. We understand the evolving universe. So for us creation is happening, not have happened. Every single moment, God will create it. You see the difference? Yeah. One is that this is an automatic clock, logical. That comes from the logic, because we believe that our logic is on top of everything. How did we arrive to that illusion? Any of you, do you have any idea about our escape to begin with? Ah, yeah, there was a time that Earth was like a plate. Not a very big one. You could really ride to the end of it, even with horse. And there, it had an edge, and you would fall down, and there's nothing down there. So human was this much, and the Earth was this big. That's it. Nowadays, if you don't have any idea, I will send you an email to understand the real proportion. It will start with the sun in the same galaxy, not next galaxy, same galaxy, one sun, which is very big, Antares. Then it will come smaller, 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 and there is a dot, which is this sun. Then you blow this up, and you will see the planets. Planets are generally big, five of them. Five of them are small, we are in the smaller side, and it's this planet. And you remember there are 200 million of these galaxies. Then my logic will cover everything. What is this? Now I know the space that your logic fails. Literally, we know it. Everybody knows, we know that there are black holes, and in black hole, the physical law disappears, period. And it's there. Not that it's there is one spot somewhere that we say this is black hole. There are billions of these black holes that are going around and eating the stuff. You have even the picture of it. You know it. Now what? Now my logic covers everything. This was questioned, and do you remember? One of the best questions of this was the story of Don Quixote. Mm-hmm. And Don Quixote, two men, they think, and they are logical, they have a sort of logic, but they don't know even who they are. They know nothing about the truth. It's just this imagination going around. So when we talk about the other stuff, suddenly the arrogance will tell us that the rest are nothing. First of all, these guys are following some rules exactly like you are. Their rule is different, and they are more obedient. They don't cheat, they don't work hard. And everything is a pixel of his beauty, and everything to us is alive. Because everything is moving, everything has a purpose here, and we don't know more than that because we don't know what the life is. We are submerged in it. Anyhow, we talked about this. I hope you remember some of this. Then, we talked about the miracle of the prophet. Back to our harp player, and ended with what? With some extra stuff. What was the last paragraph now to be updated? Read the last
paragraph. Read the last
paragraph. Talk about the last paragraph.
Talk about it? Oh well, what I wrote down is the harper got a lesson in sobriety about appearing to be very thankful and gracious, but he's really just indulging himself.
Mm-hmm.
And the line I picked out was, sobriety arises from recollection of what is past. Past and future are to be a curtain separating me from God.
You choose very wisely, yes, the beginning, but this is not the last, this is before the last. You said, yes, what is this theories you have from the past and the future? That's the idea that will make it look like a clock. You believe that it was ticking like this and it will tick like that, right? You said, what are these old stories about the past? What do you know about past? We know a little bit about the past. Further you go, lesser we know, right? The same about the future. Therefore, this is it. This will cover your eyes to look at what is. What is? Was and will be are hypothetical. Now is. But look at this brain. Do you remember we talked about this animal instrument we have, which is working good, but it's exceeding its limit? This one is supposed to work for tomorrow, right? This one doesn't care why. Imagine me being a cell, one cell. I could say the same, that my brain understands that I'm here. Why? I don't care. How? I don't care. The only thing I care is to keep it alive. Remember the mission, right? To keep it alive, I should know about the past and plan for the future. This is the function of the brain, isn't it? Intelligence works like this. An intelligent creature will think about the past to learn from it, memories,